I'd like to take a look with you at Yoredeas Simon Kuf Gimel, Sif Beis, where the Mechaber brings a Gemara from Masechet Avodah Zarah with regard to the concept of no Sein Tam Lifgam. And the halacha is that no Sein Tam Lifgam is Mutar Min HaTorah, and even Mirabbanan, in many cases, it'll be Mutal Chathila. However, there's one important condition. When is no Sein Tam Lifgam Mutar? That's called Pogem Mitchiloso Viad Sofo. Aval Im Hishbiach Ulbesof Pogem, O Pogem Ulbesof Hishbiach Osur. And we're going to try to understand what is the fundamental principle here that's operating. There is a halacha of pagam, but what constitutes pagam? In Kol HaTorku we have shi'urim and a minimum measurement. What is the measurement of pagam? And the answer is it has to be pogam mitchiloso viad sofo. And what this means is that if we know already now that ultimately that tam will become a tam l'shvach, again, now at this present moment it's a no Sein Tam Lifgam, but it will improve with time, the tam will improve, it doesn't matter, it's also already now, even though now it's a no Sein Tam Lifgam situation. And if you take a look in the Be'er Heitev in Sifkat and Zion, he quotes the Pri Chadash to this effect. However, let's learn the Shach for a moment in Sifkat and Zion. The Shach says that if it's pogame ulubesof hishbiach, in other words, now it's pogame, but eventually, as the situation changes, it will be mashbiach, it'll enhance the taste of the food. Rak osu liachar shishbiach. The Shach presents the halacha that it only is considered asur after you get to the situation where it's hishbiach. Originally it was mutter, and the heter actually converts into isur. As long as it's no Sein Tam Lifgam according to the Shach, it's mutter. And the question that I want to raise with you is the following. How do we understand the logic that underlies this principle of the Shach? If it's mashbiach at the end, that engenders the isur, that makes the chefza into a chefza disura, and that's the case of pogem ulbesof mashbiach. But in the flip side, let's take the opposite scenario. That's a case of hishbiach ulbesof pogem. Why is it in that case that the halacha is clearly that it's mutter, and that's called no Sein Tam Lifgam? It means at the time of the blia into the walls of the kli, it was a fresh taste, it was no Sein Tam L'shvach, but later on, after 24 hours, let's say, it becomes the pagam. So why not say that in such a case, when it becomes no Sein Tam Lifgam, it should remain asur? What do I mean? If we take the Pri Chadash, and the Pri Chadash says we need that it be pogem mitchil v'ad sof, then we understand very well that in the case of mashbiach ulubesof pogem, it's asur, even after it becomes pogem. Okay, not like I told you before. In this case, since it was mashbiach and it was sof pogem, it doesn't qualify for the shir pegima as formulated by the prach, the Pri Chadash, because he requires that it be pogem mitchil v'ad sof. Here it was mashbiach. However, if you go with the shach, that there is no such halacha, there's no principle that in order to be pogem, it has to be pogem mitchil v'ad sof, then in this case where it's mashbiach, and now it becomes pogem, why shouldn't it become mutter? since now it's pogam, according to the Shach, we look at the moment, the current moment. We had the flip side where it started as pogam and now it's mashbiach. It was mutter, now becomes osur. Why not say the opposite? If it's mashbiach, so pogam, it should be osur and become mutter. Why should we aser mashbiach ulebesof pogam? So again, as I said before, this is not the case that I gave you before, the scenario of the Kedera. This is a case where it's mamish mashbiach in the Tarovis, not in the, from the walls of the Kedera coming out. So the Rav Zichron Levracha, my Rebbe, said, and this is quoted in various sources, Mipi Hashmua, that we see from the Shach a brand new principle that we've not been familiar with until now. That whenever there's a tarovis of Isur Veheter, and we want the Isur to be Batel, let's take, for example, a case of Bittul Barov, the Bittul could only be Chal if at the beginning, at the very moment of the tarovis, at that moment, there was a Bittul. If there was no Bittul immediately, then Bittul could not emerge later on, and it won't be Bittul later. So for example, in the case of Mashbiach, where in this mixture, in this Tarovis and the Kedera, it enhances the Tam, so the Isur is Mashbiach, it is not Bittul. Why is it a Bittul? Because it's Mashbiach. Now it became Pogam. You know, the Isur itself lost its freshness, and now it's pogame the Kedera. Nevertheless, it remains Asur, says the Rav, because it's Halach and Bittul, and it's one of those various technical requirements of Bittul, we'll see in Ritzchem others, that the Bittul has to be Chal from the beginning of the Tarovis. If it's not Chal at the beginning of Tarovis, then it can't be Chal later on. So when it was no Saint Tam L'Shvach, and it got mixed up in this Tarovis, and now it engenders Isur, and that prevents Bittul from operating. It doesn't lend itself to Bittul with the change when it goes to Pgam, because at the beginning of the Tarovis, it wasn't Bittul. And if that be the case, let's fast forward now to Siman Kuvav. We have the case that we've been discussing very often of a Chaticha that was a kosher piece of meat that was cooked with chalev. And now there's a blia of chalev, there's no shishim. So this chaticha now is carrying within it a blia of tam, iser, in this case chalev. Now this chaticha falls into a second pot. And the question now is whether or not you need shishim in the second pot against the blia, or against the entire chaticha. This is the principle of Chanan. And the Mechaber paskins that all you need is shishim against the kezayis chelev that's bolua in the piece of meat. There's no chaticha nas nevela in shar isurim. The Mechaber adopts the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim that Chanan only applies to basa b'chol, not to shar isurim, and therefore you only have to be mevatel the chalev. Not only that, the Mechaber says that let's say you have 59 pieces of meat, of kosher meat in this pot, you can add the piece of meat itself to be mashlim to mitzurah to shishim against the iser balua, because as we said many times, the iser is only also because of the balua, the cheftz of the basar, the mamashis of the basar, the fibers of the basar are themselves heter. That's fine. Then the Mechaber says, but even if you do have shishim, when you add this chaticha to the rest of the 59 pieces of meat in the kedera, that piece of meat itself, that was bolea chelev in the first kedera, remains asura. And the reason is, says the Mechaber, lefisha isa shavayinu niflat mimenu legamrei. And this is based on the Rashba, and we've seen in the past the tour at the beginning of Kuvav quotes the Rashba. And if you look at the Ramban in his Chidushim, in Chulin Kuf Ches, in the Sugya Tipas Cholov, the Ramban uses a language, he coins a very, very fascinating phrase,
Ein hagola ba'ochlin, meaning once there's a blias iser, you can't remove that blias iser. You can remove the blias iser that's below in the walls of a kli, that's through hagola, but there's no hagola in ochlin. Now, the question that we want to raise is, now, at this particular moment, there's 60 in the chaticha against the blias iser shiva, meaning whatever's left of the blia inside this chaticha, it's less than a ratio of 1 to 60. Let's call it 1 to 59. And therefore, let this tam chelev in the original piece be batel in the chaticha itself. And although in the first cooking, the volume of chelev that was balur was significant, it was more than Kedei Nesinas Tam, and therefore engendered an Isur. But now that part of that Tam has exited, was Niflat Achutza, we should say that now there's a Tam which is Batel to the Chaticha itself. Because again, as we saw, the Chaticha itself inherently is a Chaticha Muteres. Well, the answer is that according to the Rav, it's very sharp. Because again, the Rav says that when there's a mixture, you can only apply bittul if at the tchilas hatarovis, at the beginning, the first moment of the mixture, you can apply bittul. But you can never apply bittul subsequently. Li'achar zman. So therefore, even though now, today, you can apply bittul, meaning the ratio between the tama balua of chelev in this chaticha is less than 1 to 60, but nevertheless, since when the chaticha absorbed that tam chelev originally, when the tarovas emerged as a reality, there was no shishim, and it wasn't bittul, you can't apply bittul now to the same tarovas, to the same mixture. And what I'd like to discuss with you now is the machlokes in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches, of Basa Mechalav with regard to Efshal Lesotho, whether it's Asur or Mutter, in the case of Tipas Cholav, La Halacha we paskin that Efshal Lesotho is Asur, and the reason for that is there's no bittul except at the Tchilas HaTarovis. So it means that even though this Tipas Cholav could be Bitela in a second Kederev subsequently, but when the Tipa fell into this Basar and was absorbed therein, there was no Shishim, there was no Bittul, therefore there cannot be Bittul afterwards. That would seem to be the way of understanding the Halacha of Efshal Softo Asur, even with regard to Basar Mechalav, meaning I shouldn't say even, but almost with a kavachom, for sure, we can apply the principle of Efshel Softo Asur to Tipas Cholav, Shenofel Tokh HaKedera, Tokh HaTichas Basar, because when the Cholav is absorbed in the meat, there was no Shishim, and therefore Efshel Softo Asur, there was no Bittul at the Tchilas HaTarovis. However, if you take a look at the Shach, the Shach in Simon Kuf Hei, Sifkot Yud Zayin, if you can open up, he says that there's a machlokes haposkim with regard to the din, we'll call it Efshel Afrido, Bibasa Mechalav. What do we mean by Efshel Afrido? Let's say we have a case where we can take out the Cholav completely. Not like Efshel Softo, where some of the Cholav remains trapped within the Basar. Let's say we can do a surgical operation, remove every last vestige of Cholav in the Basar. Do we say that in that case, it's us or it's Mutter? And the Shach presents a machlokas on this. According to Rav Salvechik, it doesn't seem that we can find any svar to be makil here. Why? Because Efshel Softo also means that there's no bittul unless it's there between Sataroves. And if that be the case, then here, how could you say bittul? So what would be the justification underlying the sheet of Efshel Afrido Mutter, which is quoted here by the Shach? And the answer has to be that we're not dealing with bittul here at all. What we've done is we've surgically removed the cholav. It's not that the tam cholav is bittul in the chaticha, but rather once you remove the cholav, there's no iser there at all. And therefore, even though in Efshar Lesofto Osir, because there's no Bitul Tchilas HaTaruvas, that's because there's some vestige of Tam Cholov in the Basar. And even though it should be Batal Yachar's Man, but since Bitul HaTaruvas wasn't Batal, therefore it's not Batal, that's called Efshar Lesofto Osir, because there's some Tam left, as we saw in the Mechaber, quoting the Rashba, that Eino Niflet Legamri. But if you have Efshal Afrido, you have a situation where you take out every last drop of Cholov from the Basa completely, then there's no Svara to Aser it. This is not a case of less Bittul, the absence of Bittul, but Tchilas HaTaroves. That's only when you have to apply Bittul. Here there's no need to apply Bittul, because you remove the Iser completely. So everything is fine, except for the Dasa Osrin. What do we do with that Shita quoted by the Shach in Kufhei, to the effect that even if you remove every last drop of Cholov from the Basar, it still remains Asur? And, you know, we have a principle called Efshel Softo Asur in Basar B'Cholov for sure. And if the reason for that is because we cannot apply Bittul, we're boxed in here with no ability to apply Bittul, because Efshel Softo means that it wasn't Batul B'Tchilas HaTaroves, now you want to be Mevatel, you can't do so. That line of reasoning has no application whatsoever here in the case of Efshel Afrido, where he removes the Iser entirely. So what would be the logical reasoning that underlies this shita that Efshel Afrido is Asur? So again, it cannot be the principle of no Bittul unless it was Batul B'Tchilas HaTaroves. There's no Bittul Le'achar Zman. But it's going to have to be a different understanding. And that is that with regard to Basar B'Cholov, if there's no Saint Tam in the Basar or in the Cholov, and therefore it's Mutter, it's not Mutter because of Bittul, but rather it's Mutter because Derech Bishal Asr Torah. And if you recall, Rava on Daf Kuf Ches maintains that although Basar B'Cholov is a Chidush, and therefore we should raise Abaye's question of why isn't it enough, even if there's less than no Saint Tam, to ask the Basar B'Cholov, like, for example, if you have one Chut of Pishton in a large, large Beged of Tzemer. The answer to that question, Rava offers, is Derech Bishal Asrei Torah. Which means that unless you have Cholov Benosin Tam, unless the Cholov gives Tam into the Basar, that's not called Derech Bishal. And therefore, if there was no Nesinus Tam, there's no Iser whatsoever to begin with. And this is not Mikoch Din Bittul. And if you take a look in the Rush, in Masech Nida on Daf Samach Alpha and Beis, in Hilchas Kalayim Simon Hay, he says that in fact there's no Bittul with regard to Basar B'Cholov, but rather the halacha of Nesinus Tam is a different halacha entirely. Not that the minimum or less than Shishim volume of Cholov in the Basar is Batel in the Basar, but rather Derech Bishal Asrei Torah. So therefore, Basar B'Cholov by definition does not lend itself to Bittul, says the Rosh, but rather the halacha is that Derech Bishal Asrei Torah. Oh, if this be the case, we have to understand, we have to go back to the drawing board, what's Efshar L'Softo Asur? Because if Efshar L'Softo means that we remove the Tam, then basically you undermine the Bishul, which is only B'Nesinus Tam, because Derech Bishul Asrei Torah requires B'Nesinus Tam. And the answer that we have to give here is that Efshel Softo Asur, according to the Shitas HaRosh, is predicated on Chanan. What it means is that the Heter is converted, it's transformed into Iser. And this could be the explanation that underlies the logic of Efshal Afrido is Asur. Why is Efshal Afrido Asur? The answer is because the Chefta, the Surya, is not the combination of Basar and Cholov. Even if the Cholov was surgically removed to its very last vestige, nevertheless, it remains Asur because of the principle of Hanan, which means that the meat itself becomes a Chefta di Sura. And this is the explanation of Efshal Esofto Asur. So let's go back to the drawing board. There are two ways of learning Efshal Esofto Asur. One is to say that the tam of the Cholov is still trapped in the Basar, even though it's Batal in the Tarovs in the second Kedera. And then you can ask me, well, if the tam is Batal in the Tarovis, why isn't it Batal in the Chatich itself? And then we're going to activate the principle of Bittel Betchilas HaTarovis, that since there was no Bittel before, meaning when this milk penetrated into the meat, there was no Bittel B'shishim, therefore you cannot apply Bittel to this very situation later when you remove the bulk of the tam. If that be the case, then if we can remove all the tam and we don't have any need to apply the principle of Bittel, it should be mutter. And that's going to be the shita of the Shach, that Efshal Afrido is mutter. You remove all the Cholov, and you no longer are boxed in to require and fall back on Bittel. There's no Cholov there, everything's mutter. But the other man, the Omer, is saying that Basa B'Cholov is very different. Basa B'Cholov, the Efshal Esofto, is not a reflection of removing the tam, and that can't be so, because if you remove the tam, then Efshal Esofto can't be also, because Derech Bishul Asur Torah, in other words, if you don't apply Bittel to Basa B'Cholov, and the entire requirement of Nisinas Tam, formulated in the Mishnah Kufches, is based on and reflected by the principle of Derech Bishul Asur Torah, then how can Efshal Esofto be Asur, unless we assume that Basa B'Cholov is not the mixture of Basar and Cholov, but rather, once there's a Chefta Basa B'Cholov, Kevin Shenesra, that Chaticha is Kulo Asur, it's Gufo Shal Iser, even the meat itself is Kulo Shal Iser. And that, by the way, is reflected in those Shitos that maintain that if you have a Chatichas Basar that received the Tam of Cholov, and there was no Bittel, that Chatichas Basar engenders an Isur in the Chaticha below it and in the balance of the Kedera even without Niur. And the reason for that is Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Chaticha Nasas Nevela means that Basar B'Cholov, once it emerges as a Chefta the Isur, is not also because of the combination of Basar and Cholov. Even if I would separate the Basar and the Cholov, the Basar still remains Asur because it becomes Gufo Shal Isur. And that underlies the Shita of Efshal Esofto Asur, and takes us to the extreme that even Efshal Afrido is Asur, despite the fact that I have purified this Chaticha of any vestige of Cholov, it makes no difference because the Basar itself is Asur. The Basar has been transformed into a Chaticha, the Isura with the Chal Hashem Isur Basar B'Cholov, and therefore even if I remove the Cholov completely from this Basar, the Basar remains Asur. That's called Efshal Afrido Asur. Whereas the other shita that says Efshal Afrido Mutter the Shach is maintaining that the entire enterprise of Basar B'Cholov is based on the lack of Bittel, which means that there is a Nesinas Tam of Cholov in the Basar. If there's no Nesinas Tam, we'll apply the principle of Bittel. Then Efshal Esofto tells me that we're boxed in, and technically we cannot apply the principle of Bittel in the case of Efshal Esofto because there was no Bittel B'Tchilas HaTarovis. But if that be the case, then Efshal Afrido Mutter because we removed the Cholov completely from the bus and there's no vestige. So again, we have here a fundamental machlokas about what is the nature of Basar B'Cholov? What is the name of the baby? What's the essence of the Iser? Is it A, the combination of Basar B'Cholov? Or is it B, even the Basar itself, once having absorbed the Tam of the Cholov, becomes Isur, independent of the Cholov, such that even if you remove the Cholov completely, it still remains Asur. And that's going to lead us to two definitions of Efshal Esofto with an afkamin of Efshal Afrido. If I take the position that Efshal Esofto Asur, reflecting the Shita that Basar B'Cholov is the combination of Basar and Cholov, that even though Efshel is Sokta, which means we removed enough of the Tam of Chelet from this Basar, or Chalav from the Basar, such that now the remaining Tam would be Batum, nevertheless there's a technical reason why we can't apply Bittul. That's one way of saying Efshel is Sokta, but if I can circumvent that technicality by Efshel Afrida removing the bus, the Tam Chalev, or the Tam Chalev, in the case of Bas Mechalev, completely, then it would be Mutter. Because again, the premise is that our definition of Bas Mechalev is the combination of Basar and Chalev. If, on the other hand, the Halach of Nesinus Tam in Bas Mechalev is not based on Bittul, because in fact there is no Bittul in Bas Mechalev, it's Heter Veheter, then the Halach of the Sinus Tam is because Derech Bishal Asra Torah, as Rava formulates it in Kufches, and in the case where there's less than an Asinus Tam, that's not called Derech Bishal. But even if you remove part of the Tam, nevertheless you cannot apply Bittul because it's Heter Betel O Batel. Then we're going to have to say that Efshel Sol to us is based on Chaticha Nasis Nevela, the Basar itself becomes Gufo Shel Isur, and the spin-off is that even Efshel Afrido is going to be us. I'd like to now take a look in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Tzadi Tes, Sifkot and Aleph. We're going back to an earlier Simon in Yoredeya. The Shach quotes the Levush, who maintains that even though Heter Veheter Lo Batel, nevertheless, when it comes to Basar B'Cholov, if the Tipas Cholov is less than no same time, it's less than 1/60th, then we will apply Bittul. And the question is why? Heter Veheter Lo Batel. And that's Tosfos in Masechet Nida with regard to Kelayim. So you can have one thread of Pishtan in a gigantically long beggar that's Kulo Semer, and yet it's not Batel. The same thing here. One little drop of milk should be enough to engender Basar B'Cholov. The Yisur Basar B'Cholov, Heter Veheter Lo Batel, you can't apply Bittul. And according to that school of thought, which is reflected by the Aguda in Masechet Nida Siman Lamed Vav, how do we understand the Halach of Nesinus Tam? So obviously the answer to this question is going to be Derech Bishal Asra Torah. However, the Aguda makes an interesting distinction. He distinguishes between Lach B'Lach and Yovesh B'Yovesh. And basically this Shita of the Aguda, which is the following, let's just read it as quoted by the Levush, is when do we apply the principle of Heter Veheter Lo Batel, that's only Yovesh B'Yovesh, right? Similar to the paradigm of Kelayim. But in a case of Lach B'Lach or Lach B'Yovesh, like for example, Basar B'Cholov with Tipas Cholov in the Basar, even though it's Heter Veheter, it's Batel. And therefore, we understand very well why Basar B'Cholov is only Usur in the case of Nesinus Tam. In the absence of Nesinus Tam, we're going to require Bittul. So that's the Shita of the Aguda. In sharp contrast to the Shita of the Rush that we discussed earlier, the Rush holds that there is no Bittul, period, with regard to Basar B'Cholov. It's Heter Veheter Lo Batel straight across the board, absolutely, even in Yovesh B'Yovesh and Lach B'Lach, Lach B'Yovesh, all across the board. But the reason why we require Nesinus Tam in Basar B'Cholov is because Derech Bishal Asra Torah. That's the reason why it's Mutter. If there's no Nesinus Tam, then it's not considered Derech Bishal. Now, according to the Aguda, we go back to the drawing board. We're talking in Basar B'Cholov about Lach B'Yovesh or Lach B'Lach, and therefore we can apply the principle of Bittul despite the fact that it's Heter B'Heter. Where is the source for the Aguda's distinction between Yovesh B'Yovesh and all the rest? That's in a sugya in Masechta B'Choros on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And there you see clearly that the Gemara, the Sugya, establishes a distinction between Lach B'Lach on the one hand and Yovesh B'Yovesh on the other hand. And the Rambam in particular, there in the Mishnayos in B'choros, says that the Geder, the definition of the Din of Bittul B'Rov in any Tarovus itself, is that Chashvinen le'amiyut kiman de'isa O keman de lesa. The Rambam raises the following question. How does bittul operate? Does it mean that the miut is completely gone? Keman de lesa domi? It's like the case of Ruba de Issa Kaman, where those dayonim on the court objected and dissented, but their vote is not considered at all. It doesn't register. So we have a unanimous decision. Is keman de lesa? Or do we say, no, it's keman de Issa, but we activate the principle of bittul. And the nafkamina is going to be the halach of chozer v'nir. Because if you assume keman de lesa domi, then it's impossible to say chozer v'nir if you add additional Iser into this taromis, because the Iser is already gone, it's wiped off. But if I assume the Iser is there, just that it doesn't generate an Iser because it's batel, now that I've added a certain strength by adding a volume of Iser to this volume of Iser, that's called Choser Veneer, and now it asks. There's also going to be an Afgamina there in Masechta Bechoros, Legabe Tumas Maso. And in fact, the Cheshek Shlomo, in his comments on Bechoros, and that Sugyuk points out that in the Rambam there seems to be a stira on this question as to how Bittul operates. The Gemara ends up with Kusha, it doesn't say Tuvta, and therefore the Gemara seems to accept the original position that we distinguish between Lach Palach and Yavish B'Yavish. In Lach Palach, we assume Keman de Lesa Domi. The lach of Issa loses its identity when it's mixed with a shear of bittul in lach of heter. Whereas in contrast in yovesh b'yovesh, we apply the principle of keman de Issa domi, and the yovesh of Issa is still keman de Issa domi. Therefore, if you add other pieces of Issa, then obviously everything is going to become awesome. And that's the way the Rikorkos explains the Rambam there in Bechoros. If that be the case, then if we open up to the Ramah in Hilchas Pesach, there too, with regard to Chozer V'Niyar, the Ramah makes a distinction between Lach Balach, where we apply the principle of Eino Chozer V'Niyar, as opposed to Yavish B'Yavish, where we apply the principle of Chozer V'Niyar. And all this you'll find in the presentation of the Cheshek Shlomo there in Masechta Bechoros. But what I wanted to point out to you is the Pischei Tshuva has a Noda B'Yehuda. Very interesting Noda B'Yehuda. And the Noda B'Yehuda says that with regard to the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila, that principle is only a principle d'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan prohibit us from actively and deliberately creating a bittul. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, that only applies in lach b'lach. But in yavesh b'yavesh, this principle of ein mevatlin isur l'chatchila is the oraisa. And truth be told, that this is not the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. You can trace this back to the Ra'ah and the Bedek Abayis. He says it explicitly. And it would seem that the logical distinction between lach b'lach and yavesh b'yavesh made by this Noda B'Yehuda with regard to ein mevatlin isur l'chatchila should be explained in the light of our distinction above. That in lach b'lach, what we're saying is that after the bittul, the isur is keman de lesa domi, right? Like we said before, the lach of isur is completely lost its identity such that there won't even be a din of chozer v'nir. And therefore, if as a result of being mevatel something deliberately in the case of lach balach, I completely remove the isur, then there's no problem with that. It's only the rabbanan asin. Masha'inkin, in the case of yavish b'yavish, where we apply the principle of keman de isa domi and chos v'nir, then ein mevatlin isur l'chatchila is an isur d'oraisa. That's the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda, which is also found, as we said, in the Ra'ah. However, you could present perhaps a different possibility, and here I want to quote to you a sefer from Rav Herschel Shechta Shlita called B'Ikvei Atzon in Simon Chav Dalet, and he says Tfei Havinichli Beofen Acher. He wants to suggest a different approach, and that is, we're not talking here about bittul. And therefore there's no problem of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchila. And there's a whole string of Rishonim from the tour back to the Rabbeinu Peretz and in the Tshuvas Rivash, they all point out that with regard to Safek Pikuach Nefesh, Safek Sakon, let's say there's a situation where a person deliberately puts himself into a danger situation. That's not something that is highly recommended. And in order to do so, he's going to have to violate certain Isurim. So we say the following. This Isa Doraisa would be violated despite the fact that there's a Pikuach Nefesh situation. In other words, you're violating Isurim for the sake of Sakonis Nefashos, for Pikuach Nefesh V'chaibahem. The question that we want to ask is, how is V'chaibahem operating? And would the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh extend to violating various Isurim for the sake of Atzolos Nefashos? If you assume that Pikuach Nefesh with regard to Isurei Torah is like a command to Isa Dami, you know, there's some sort of Dechuya situation, it's sort of like Bittul of Yavesh B'Yavesh, then we have a serious problem over here. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim, in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, please join us, I'm just finishing up my discussion of Tarovas. So he says that in all cases of a person who wants to put himself into a danger situation, he's in a dechuya. And even if there's an Isa Drabanan involved, he will violate that Isa Drabanan. And it's interesting that Rav Moshe Feinstein in this tshuva is postulating the principle of dechuya, and he brings a right from the fact that you're allowed to do this in a makom mitzvah. For example, in the case where he has to mal a child on Shabbos, but he has to heat up the water on Shabbos for the sake of Mila, for the health of the child. And we could perhaps suggest that if a person is doing a mitzvah, that's not considered that he brought himself into a sakonis situation, right? En kavanoso lahasnos l'chalas ha-Shabbos. He really wasn't doing this mitzvah in order to be Mechal Shabbos. He's involved in a mitzvah. And afterwards, as a result of the Mila, he has to violate the Shabbos. So it means that it's not that the mitzvah is in itself a reason for violating the Shabbos. The mitzvah itself stands on its own. It's an independent mitzvah. It has its own 2 feet. Ella what? As a result of this mitzvah Mila, he needs hot water for the health of the baby. He's allowed to heat up the water. So therefore, when he does this mitzvah, he doesn't have to calculate at that moment when he's on his way to do the mitzvah everything that's going to happen down the line, and he's going to have to violate the Shabbos. But in the case where he's not involved in a mitzvah now, and he's putting himself into danger, machnas atzmo l'sakana, is since the heter of pikuach nefesh is commanded isa dami, and it has the status, as we said before, of bittul yavesh v'yavesh, he's not allowed to put himself into a situation of sakana. So again, if you're talking about putting yourself into a situation of sakana, and later on, for the sake of sakana, you'll have to violate certain isurim, then we don't allow that to be done. It's not equivalent to the heter the Baal Amor, who allows you to perform Mila even though later on you'll have to heat up the water because you forgot to heat up the water before Shabbos. There, it's not that the mitzvah was done for the sake of violating the Shabbos. The mitzvah was done for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, what arises and emerges is the situation of Pikuach Nefesh, which allows you to be Mechal Shabbos and heat up the water. But to take a situation and thrust yourself into a Pikuach Nefesh, knowing full well that later on you'll have to violate various Isurim for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, that you're not allowed to do. So it all depends upon how you define Pikuach Nefesh, whether it's Hutra, whether it's it's dechuya, whether it's similar to lach balach or similar to yavish b'yavish. Let's just summarize what we said about lach balach. In the case of lach balach, the Rambam in Bechoros holds that as a result of bittul, the lach of Iser is completely lesser, dummy, is completely null and void, such that even if more lach of Iser falls in, we don't apply the principle of Chos V'Niyar, but in Yavesh B'Yavesh, there the Bittul operates Midin Keman De Isa Dami, and therefore Chos V'Niyar, if you add more pieces of Isur that are Yavesh into the Tarobos. Okay, we'll stop here.